الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كما ينبغي لجلال وجهه وعظيم سلطانه الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه مباركا عليه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى جل جلاله عما نواله والصلاة والسلام على سيد الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انما بعثت لاتمم مكارم الاخلاق او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم So respected elders and brothers and the sisters listening at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nowadays, with everything that's taking place and everything that people watch and see around them, there is this trend of finding for oneself a role model, a model, a personality, maybe an individual that can act as a guide and someone that shines the light and shows the way of how each person or those following that person will find his way to success. Now, these individuals could be anyone, whether they believe in Allah or they don't believe in Allah. Because nowadays the trend has become that whatever is more attractive, whoever promotes himself well, whoever spends the thousands of pounds, the millions of pounds in promoting themselves, they become the famous ones. They find their places in history. They find their places in the hearts of people. That is who the minds of people become inclined towards. And unfortunately, the Muslims are looking away from all of the so-called role models that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. And they are finding role models in other places, people who Allah probably does not love. If these people do not die on faith. And I'm sure we all understand who I'm alluding to, that the fitna of the TV, of the television, has become so rife that it's probably in everybody's home. There may be just a few homes which are free of this, which is mostly evil. And whatever is shown on there is what the people take from a young age. They find themselves role models. They like what they do. They like what they see on TV and then they want to follow this. Whether it be a football player or it be a movie star or a singer. It's not difficult for me to mention these things because these have become the role models for many people. Whatever they do is cherished, is followed up, is remembered. And then they are the people who many individuals, many Muslims, try to set their lives in accordance to. Now let us speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy on mankind and His providing for everyone throughout the ages those that could guide them towards paradise and away from hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not leave anyone in the cold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the benefit of mankind, has sent books, the divine scriptures. And He did not send the divine scriptures without a prophet. He sent a prophet to explain, to teach, to emulate, and to practice and show and put into practice and manifest the teachings of the scripture and of the book. Likewise was with the Torah, He sent Musa alayhi salam. With the Zabur, He sent Dawood alayhi salam. With the Injil, He sent Isa alayhi salam. And with the Quran, He sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The best role models that could be all-encompassing, that could provide a guidance for mankind, out of all of creation has to be the prophets. There is no doubt about this. And the reason is that anybody else who performs an extraordinary feat, who achieves something which is for others astonishing, they, if it is not divinely inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is only a human accomplishment. And human accomplishments do not necessarily mean that they provide the all-encompassing example for people. Because it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our maker, who knows us, who knows our function inside, and who knows what is good for us and what is detrimental for us. So according to that, He gives to us and He provides for us. And according to that, He sends the prophets. And this is what the prophets preach. And this is the propagation of the prophets, that they show us the right way and they show us what is beneficial for us and they show us what is detrimental for us. If we don't follow that way, then we will lead ourselves to harm and away from paradise. And not only will we be harmed in this world, but in the hereafter as well. So out of all of creation, it is the prophets, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, who can be the perfect role models, because they are divinely inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah shows them, Allah corrects them, Allah makes sure that they do not stumble and commit mistakes. They are free of major mistakes. They are free of major sins. They are ma'soom. We know that the prophets are ma'soom, which means they are inerrant, unfallible. They do not falter. They may make a few slips, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets them aright. And they guide the ummah. Now the question is today, where do we find the perfect role model? For a role model is someone who we can look up to, and he can provide guidance for us in every facet of our life. Whatever you may be doing, whatever your job may be, whatever your role may be in society or in the social structure of your family, who is that personality that can provide that perfect role model? That is the question we have to ask today. And this is the subject we will discuss today. Now, number one, we have already established that it can be nobody besides the prophets. Now, out of all of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, the 124,000 or so, which prophet can provide us that perfect role model, that all-encompassing personality that can stand the tests of historicity, of authenticity, of reliability, of being that complete person who can provide guidance and light for every aspect of our life? Who is that person? We have Isa alayhi salam, we have Adam alayhi salam, we have Nuh alayhi salam, we have Yusuf alayhi salam, and all the many other prophets, and their stories are mentioned in the Quran, in the Ahadith. We have books called Qasasul Anbiya, stories of the prophets, stories of the Quran. They provide us a form of guidance. However, the one prophet who stands above the rest, who stands unique from others, is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, briefly, we will try to look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam through authenticity, through historicity, through completeness, and being an all-encompassing personality. Because what good is a role model if they cannot provide us information on how to do something in our life? It has to be an all-encompassing one. Now, let us look in terms of historicity and authenticity. Whose information do we have that is authentic, coming through reliable sources, and has no doubt and no confusion, and everything is very clear cut? There is nobody besides the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the Christians look into their Bible and try to derive from there the lifestyle of Isa alayhi salam to benefit themselves with, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman al-Nadwi mentions in his Khutbat al-Madras that they can only find 40 days of Isa alayhi salam's life from the Bible. If they were to look through the Bible and sift through the information and take out exactly how many days Isa alayhi salam preached for, it would be no more than 40 days. Now we all know that we live for more than 40 days. So what we know of Isa alayhi salam's life cannot be a role model for us because we don't have sufficient information.